99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. DJX.
All right. Good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:34. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Nice morning out. 60. It's comfortable. One of those nights that you could have slept with the windows open in your house if you wanted to.
Short sleeve.
Yeah.
No coat.
That's right. Today on the show, we've got You Laugh, You Lose. That is on the way. The trophy resides with me. So Kelly will try to win that back here this morning.
Yeah.
There is there have been rounds and rounds of just postponements and cancellations. The Indianapolis 500 being the latest marquee sports event to move to August. So, you know, usually that's at the end of May. And, May's bookended by the Kentucky Derby and the Indianapolis 500. So we already know the Derby's moving to September 5th. The Indianapolis 500 will be August 23rd. So
that's a lot.
Yeah. That's the latest to move because of the coronavirus and the spread of the coronavirus and everything, which, my gosh, like, have you seen the figures out of New York?
No, it's
not good.
I have some friends that live there, and they're just like, yeah, it's really, really crazy. I mean, people wear masks and gloves everywhere. The legit only reason they go out is to go to the grocery store.
Well, I mean, and the hospitals are getting overcrowded.
Yes, situation's bad.
They have these mobile morgues set up that they haven't had out since like 9/11.
Wow.
I think just yesterday there was a figure close to 100 people passed away in New York City alone because of the virus. So that's kind of scary, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, all these shelter in place messages are
everywhere else.
Are everywhere.
Doesn't get that bad.
Yeah, where it's like, hey, you know, if you don't go out, you don't expose yourself to it. If you act like you have it, then the risk of you getting it is low, and the risk of you infecting other people is low. So let's continue to do that, which, you know, really Kentucky seems to be one of the states that is doing a good job of flattening the curve. We just need to continue to do that. You know,
stay the course.
Tennessee and Indiana on either side of us, they're not as successful with that right now. And so
So big pat on the back for us, maybe?
Well, I mean, that's what you want to do.
It's the governor shaming people at 5 o'clock every day.
I'm telling you what.
At the threat of that.
I don't want to hear my name out there.
Exactly.
Right. So
that might be doing, that's a good strategy.
Maybe that is.
I don't know if all the other governors are doing that. Maybe they should.
Perhaps. So, all right. So we've got a couple setting the bar stories on the way. We've got another, like I said, in the tees, another festival that is sadly going to have to get postponed or canceled. We'll dive into that around 7 o'clock.
We also should spend a little bit of time in the Cowboy Museum.
Yes.
The Cowboy Museum looks like a wonderful, magical, even place.
Yes.
From the Twitter feed.
Twitter's magical. And
you know what? And I think this is a situation where someone is being asked to step into a role they're not used to, which I think is happening in a lot of places.
A lot of places. So, all right. So we will once again roll up our sleeves, our short sleeves, and get this show.
We'll get
underway.
Her done.
We'll get her done
get
for
her
you.
Done.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. You know, we say that 911 has a specific use.
Yes, for actual emergencies.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without flooding 911 with questions about what you can and can't do in quarantine, well, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow, yeah, there's a lot of resources where you can find that information that does not involve emergency services.
Yeah, and this specifically out of Germany, their 911 system flooded with calls after they've been put on lockdown imposed by authorities. Questions like, am I allowed to have a hairdresser or beautician come to my home? Can I hang out with my friends outside? Can I chill with my mates at home? And
all valid questions. However, I'm pretty confident most leaders have been pretty specific about what they want you to do.
They have. And those, again, aren't emergencies.
No, they're not. They're really not. It's not an information line.
No. No, it's not.
It says, are you on fire?
Right.
Are you injured? Do you need an ambulance?
Yes. Is there an emergency happening right now that we need to respond to?
Yes.
So, again, I know it can be weird and scary and strange in quarantine, what you can and can't do.
Yeah.
But calling 911 to ask them questions, not the way to find out the answers.
Yep, still not going to be an info line.
Nope. Yeah. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without flooding 911 with questions about what you can and can't do while in quarantine, you're doing okay.
That's Germany and not Florida? Super glad about that.
Right?
Are we proud? Let's go ahead and praise Florida for not being Germany right now.
Thank you.
Good job, Florida.
Now, to be fair, we don't know that yet.
Yeah, we don't know. There's a lot of people doing that in Florida.
I was going to say, we don't know that yet. All right, that's Set of the Bar, guys. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly Kay.
Thanks to my buddy Kenny Sauter for posting this on Facebook. He said his friend, Jason Henringer, owns Kentucky Pro DJ. So Jason, along with his wife, who works at an assisted living home, have been putting together dance parties for seniors where they live. It's elsewhere in Kentucky. Says that it changed their mindset for a little while, taking their mind away from what's actually going on outside, just being able to have fun, even if it's just for like an hour a day, just through music and letting music impact them. He said the first party changed the whole energy of the place. People actually started to come out of the room, see what all the hubbub was about.
All right.
But now that most senior facilities not accepting visitors amid the coronavirus outbreak, he's made a Spotify playlist. All you got to do is search for Kentucky Pro DJ on Spotify, and he's adding new songs that kind of fit the nursing home set.
The nursing home party atmosphere.
Exactly. They call it the golden years. Get down.
All right.
And they're going to keep adding systems, songs to it. He said they offered to drop off a speaker system that would be simple for anybody to use there. So
nice.
Kind of a great idea to give them a little bit of life to go on in the nursing home there. So cool idea.
Good stuff.
That's a feel good.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You know how there have been several coronavirus type songs that have been put out. Everything from that PSA. Remember the PSA?
Sure.
From, what was it, Vietnam, I think? One of those.
Yeah.
That one. Remember that?
That was the box. Yeah, we didn't know what they were saying, but it was all about washing hands.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And then there was Cardi B's remix. You know, the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, she wants to get paid for that. Yeah. Also a straight banger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got another one.
Okay.
I got another one coming up.
All right.
All right.
All right.
I'll let you listen to it.
Our playlist is up complete.
I know. It is called Quarantine With You.
Oh, a love story?
A love story, if you will. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. With coronavirus and sheltering in place and quarantining yourself to help prevent the spread of the virus, there have been a lot of creative artists who have been, I don't know,
responding to the situation.
Yeah.
In song.
By doing their own thing, like their own art. This is from an Ohio singer.
Oh, wow. Talent just a state away.
Just a state away.
Uh-huh.
His name's Alex Angelo, and he came up with a song called Quarantine With You.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a very 80s vibe feel to it. Yeah, for sure. Boy band song.
Yes, it sounds like very in sync. Very Backstreet Boys. I love it. The my jam.
And the saxophone brings them out.
Is it on iTunes? I want to buy it.
Yeah, it's just a hit it and quit it song.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go.
I need it.
By the way,
it in my life.
By the way, we've got the video posted.
Oh, my God. There's a video?
Yes.
Is it a lyric video or an actual video?
I think it's a video.
Oh, my God.
Video.
It's
yeah.
Even better.
Yeah, so that's up at WDJX.com.
Ohio, you are on fire.
Ohio. Not literally.
No.
Not literally.
With your tunes.
But yeah, again,
your
that's
talent.
Alex Angelo, and we've posted that at 9970JX.
DJX.
As you look at the internet at all the people who are quarantining, you notice that there are several different ways quarantine is actually spelled, and only one of them is actually correct.
What's happening with people's devices and just not correcting them?
So I don't know if they're trying to voice to text or voice to tweet or whatever, and the phone is just picking up something other than quarantine, but some of the best.
Okay.
From Allison. Day number ? Of quarantine.
Quarantine?
Yes, quarantine. And the same 12 lonely thoughts have been cycling through my head.
I like that, quarantine.
Quarantene.
I like it.
Mr. 37. Yeah. Wow, they making us self-quarantine. One word.
Okay, yeah. All right. Sure. Maybe they should just change the way it's spelled. Just to make it easier.
From Banji Bandit.
Banji Bandit?
Yep. On Twitter. Sucks we might have to actually be corn of teen pretty soon.
Corn of teen. All right, now there's three words. Corn of teen.
Another quarantine from MRE. I took leaving the house for granted.
Like your countertop.
When this quarantine is over, ask me to go anywhere, and I'm saying yes.
Oh, okay. So universally, they seem to be sticking with quarantene.
Yes.
Quarantine. So various, either it's one word or it's two words or it's three words, corn of teen. We should just learn to understand what that means.
From Isabel, corn and teen got me... using Go-Go Squeeze applesauce as a meal replacement.
Oh, my God. All right, so there's another possibility. Corn and teen. All right. Maybe we should change it. There's too many people that are confused.
From Jason, is it true they're going to quarantine NJ for 30 days?
Yeah, they might quarantine. Gosh, yeah.
Quarantine.
Man.
I just can't. From socially distant.
Uh-huh.
Really regret not getting my eyebrows done before corn of teen.
Oh, yeah. For reals. Gosh. And get the roots done, the haircut, all that. Corn of teen is bad. It's bad.
All you have to do is hashtag quarantine, and you can see all the people.
No, wait. Do you hashtag the real way it's spelled? Or
no,
just quarantene?
Yes, and okay. See how many people are using quarantine instead of quarantine.
Like I said, I think that's enough evidence to just change it. Just change it. Let's just go with it. Just change it to quarantine.
Oh,
not
my
quarantine.
Gosh.
Just change it to quarantine.
Quarantine. It's my new favorite word.
The world's head won't explode.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Sure, we'll go sport news. Sports. Several of you have a little bit of investment in Drew Brees being from Purdue. But Drew Brees now announced that he's pledging $5 million to Louisiana.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah, for help.
He does that kind of stuff all the time.
Coronavirus.
Just a good dude.
And helping. In other sports news, the Indianapolis 500 now been postponed from the end of May to August 23rd. So the Indy 500 is literally going to be jammed right in the middle of Derby Festival stuff.
That's a lot. So if you were one of those people that like to enjoy both events, you're going to be doing some back and forth.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you still can because they're not on the same weekend.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the Indy 500 now moved from May 24th to August 23rd due to the pandemic. And I kind of like the Derby. The Indy 500 has never taken place outside of the month of May. So that's kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
I know the Derby has raced outside of May, but it's never been outside of like spring. It's always been kind of a spring event. So anyway, Derby obviously on September 5th.
These are strange new times. And what if everyone likes it better? Then are they going to like call to try to like permanently change it? Like, hey guys, hey, we really like this better. Let's just do this from now on.
Yeah, like Churchill Downs and the Derby's like, hey, good news. We're going to move it back to May. And everybody's like, yeah, no, we kind of liked it in September. That was good.
Exactly.
I was like,
the weather was better.
Yeah, we could barbecue. And
less chance of rain and
snow. It was good. It was great. Yeah. Yeah, so anyways.
All right.
All right, so there you go. Sports action. Sports. On 99.70 JX. Speaking of things getting canceled and postponed, there is another casualty of that.
Oh, no.
That we need to highlight here in America that's losing another one of its great festivals.
More doom and gloom?
I'm
going to prepare my body.
I know. I was going to say, I mean, I don't like to spread a lot of doom and gloom because we want to try to be positive.
It's Friday. We're going into spring break.
That's right.
At home.
For sure. So that coming up here in just a few minutes on 99.7 DJX.
It's going to be okay, though. There's going to be a silver lining, right?
Yes.
Maybe?
There will be.
Okay.
All right. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. There are a lot of closings and cancellations that have occurred because of the global pandemic, and no one really is left untouched. No festival is safe, including the beloved Deerfield, Michigan 9th Annual Testicle Festival.
Oh my God.
A non-traditional barbecue is underway. What do we call these?
They're calf fries or calf nuts.
So listen, this was a news report from Happier Times.
Oh, wow.
This was last year's Testicle Festival there in
Deerfield, Michigan?
Yes, they have several of them around the country.
They do?
Yes.
Oh. Testicles, how's that?
Today is the annual Testicle Festival, the Oakdale Rotary Club's biggest fundraiser.
In the old days, they just threw them on the campfire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just rotisserie, put them on a stick.
That's right.
Twirl them around the campfire.
Lee Scave started the odd event 36 years ago.
There's a lot of people who put on individual little feeds, nut feeds. So I thought to myself, well, why don't the Rotary put on a nut feed so that the whole populace could have a chance to taste these things?
Did he say nut feed?
I think so.
Is that what he did?
So, alas, we need to pour one for the Testicle Festival.
They're not even rescheduling it? They're just going to cancel it
Michigan.
This year?
They're going to try to move it to August.
Okay.
All right. August is going to be a lit month.
Dang.
I'll tell you, but.
That's a little bit of a further drive.
Yeah.
To enjoy that in Michigan. If you're going to try to squeeze it in with all the Indy 500, the Derby stuff. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, again, the festival right now has been postponed.
What kind of sauces do they use? I'm just curious.
You know, listen, if there's any dipping sauce, I'll try anything.
Do they have any dry rubs that they like to prepare those with?
For the testicles? Dry rub for the...
I am not mature enough for this kind of festival.
And stupid.
Dear Lord, bless that reporter's heart for getting through. I mean, once he got into work that day and he saw on his little assignment sheet, you're going to go cover the Testicle Festival.
All right.
And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
The Oakdale Rotary Club's biggest fundraiser.
That's right.
Rotary Club.
Is the annual Testicle Festival.
Oh, my God.
There it is. So, again.
That is amazing.
No festival. It has been left untouched by this pandemic.
Disappointing, but let's hold on to hope.
Yeah, that they don't have to cancel the whole thing.
They will postpone.
Yeah, there you go.
And it can go on. And they can still have their nut feed.
run away. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 7:08. It's 57 outside. Going to get up to about 79 today. Close to 80, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. An alert day for tomorrow as thunderstorms, some could be strong, rolling into the listening area. Highs reaching 83, and then sunshine and 63 for Sunday. So not a bad Sunday as we head into, as Kelly said earlier, spring break week.
Yes.
Here for a lot of kids and parents alike on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by JCPS. Kelly K.
So this is really cool. A Chick-fil-A restaurant in Florida is leaving encouraging notes on the bags for their customers. So managers at this location said employees are writing the notes of encouragement right there just to try to help lift the spirits of everyone. One woman who went to get food for her family got the message, don't give up on her bag. Oh. Just another cute little extra step that they're taking just to try to, you know, help people cope with the situation. And especially with so many people trying to still do, you know, carry out, drive through,
right,
that kind of stuff, still trying to support local restaurants and businesses. They're trying to say thanks for the support in that cool little way. So I'll tweet out that story. It's a great idea at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, cool. That's your feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you are a business that needs to kind of get the word out that you're still operational, open, and, you know, accepting customers or whatever, just head over to our website, WDJX.com, Team Kentuckiana. We're trying to compile a list of both for small businesses, restaurants alike, and for you to just kind of check out what's still around, because there's a lot of cancellations and closings and everything. Imposed by, you know, the governor and just everybody kind of self-quarantining and staying home, which, I mean, that's the only way this pandemic's going to kind of flatten the curve, so to speak. But yeah, up there, WDJX.com. Coming up next, there are two things involving Britney Spears.
Two things. Gotcha. Are you going to give us a hint or?
Yes.
Okay.
One of them, she set a record.
She set a record? That's amazing.
And the other one is another something very special. I can't really.
Can't tease that one or give it too much away?
Yeah, give too much away.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear about her record-setting moment.
So a couple things regarding Britney Spears. One, she set a record.
Okay. I'm so curious.
So
what is her special talent that she got to break a record?
You know, she just like is recovering from a broken foot, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so Britney Spears kind of confused everybody on Instagram Wednesday when she screenshotted her phone, her time, claiming that she ran a 100-meter dash in just under 6 seconds.
Just under 6 seconds?
6 seconds. She said, ran my first five. Then she captioned a screenshot of the stopwatch timer displaying 5.97 seconds. And then she says, getting over your fear of pushing it in the beginning is key. Once I did that, I hit five. I usually run six or seven. My first try was nine. And now I did it, whoop, 100-meter dash.
I was going to say, is she counting her steps? Like, did she get five steps? Is she confused? Because isn't Usain Bolt the record holder?
Yeah, to put it in perspective, Usain Bolt is, or I should say, was, current record holder.
At how fast was his?
At 9.58 seconds.
Oh, wow. Britney bested. So much
world
faster than Usain
record
Bolt.
Holder Usain Bolt by 4 seconds. Wow. In the 100-meter dash.
What an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Are they going to give her the certificate?
I mean, to which Britney is all like,
it's Britney, bitch.
Right? So.
Wow.
Everybody
who knew she was so fast.
Everybody was kind of confused. And you know, there were plenty of people that were like, I believe her.
Team Britney all the way.
I believe her.
For sure she did that.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then others that are just kind of confused and just being like, hey, are you sure you meant 100-meter dash?
Yeah. Maybe she's confused about the distance. Or, again, maybe she was counting her steps. She took five steps.
Yeah. And people are thinking likely she mistook feet for meters.
Maybe.
But regardless,
I feel like the math is iffy somewhere.
Wound up taking the post down and
did
said,
she?
I was just kidding. And
it's Britney, bitch.
All right. Yes. Usain, it's all good. You still sit on your throne being the fastest person.
So Britney Spears living her best life in quarantine and in rehab, besting Olympian and world record holder Usain Bolt's 100-meter dash.
She should still put that on her resume.
By 4 seconds.
Faux show.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, and by the way, today is a very special day.
What? Why is it special?
Today, it was on this day 20 years ago.
Oh, whoa. 20 years ago?
20 years ago that the first single off of Britney's second album was released. None other than...
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow! Oh, God. This is 20 years old?
Today.
Holy...
20 years old.
Oh, yeah!
Britney Spears!
Yeah.
In her red jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Titanic theme song. Oops, I did it again.
I think I did it again.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh, sweet sounds.
Good.
It does. Riding this with it.
I think we need to ride with it for a little bit.
We need to ride with it, yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Cause to lose all my senses, that is just so thrilling. Oh, baby. Oops, I did again. I played with your heart. Got lost in the game. Oh, baby. Oops, you think I'm in love. And I'm sent from my
to ride with the
you
whole
had
thing.
To. You had to go all the way.
I had to go all the
it
way
felt
with
so
that
good.
One. It felt good. 99.70 GX. 20 years ago today, that was released.
And now she is the fastest woman on earth.
Britney is living her best life. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So while a lot of you are telecommuting and working remotely because of the coronavirus and the pandemic that's happening, there's been a lot of video conferencing and teleconferences and things like that that you've had to participate in. Here's the thing. New survey of people who are now working from home due to the pandemic found that 12% of responders admitted to keeping their video cameras off during meetings on Zoom, Skype, or Google Hangouts. Why?
Why?
They were naked.
What is happening? People have lost the ability to wear clothes in their own house now because they're quarantined. They're like, listen, I can't even function like I normally did when I had to wear clothes.
Now, here's the thing. A majority of them are still wearing professional clothes for these video conferences and calls. They're taking it seriously.
At least from like the top up, right?
Yeah, you can do the whole newscaster thing.
Sure. A lot of times they'll just wear like sweats or something and then like be really nice looking, you know, from the desk up.
Right, exactly. However, this study of all these people who are working remotely are saying, yeah, you know what? More than likely, if they don't have their camera on, they're naked. Or they don't have a lot of clothes on. Or they're wearing a towel.
Or they just didn't do the hair, don't want to do the makeup, and they don't want their coworkers to see them like that.
I guess.
Okay.
So, anyways. I know. That's
you know what? My prediction. I feel like people are going to have a hard time transitioning back into the office because they're getting real comfy at home. I think they're probably really enjoying the fact that now I can just roll out of bed, get my coffee, turn on the little Zoom meeting, don't have to do a lot, just hang out in the jammies all day. Isn't it going to be hard? I mean, you've been like, you're wearing athletic pants today.
Yeah.
You got t-shirts, it's like you're wearing jammies.
I am definitely loving the non-professional work attire that I've been able to wear because like literally you and I are the only people in this building. The rest of the building has pretty much been quarantined.
I mean, I still kind of dress for videos. You know,
I don't.
Still putting stuff on socials.
Obviously, I don't care.
Okay.
Webcam or not, I don't care.
Webcam be damned.
Yeah, but seriously, like, you know, the governor says it literally every afternoon at 5.
Right.
Stay home.
Yes. So why get dressed?
Right.
For sure. You want to be comfortable. Self-quarantine. You want to be comfortable at home.
Yeah.
I immediately change every day when I come home. Put the jammies on.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I do.
There you go.
So, yeah, I get it. It's going to be a tough transition back into the office.
I think we're going to see, like, repercussions of this in so many different ways beyond just the economic, impact that it's going to have.
For sure.
But, I mean, we're going to just see how businesses are going to realize that, oh, hey, you know, maybe we don't have to have a centralized business. Maybe we can do this all remotely. Yes. You know, I mean, there's, I think we're going to see a shift.
It could change
this
things.
This global pandemic is going to shift the way the world operates. You know,
I kind of like it.
In a year, 2 years, 5 years, we're going to look back on this and go, that's when it happened.
Yep. So, that was the change.
Yeah. So anyways.
Interesting.
I know. So interesting. So, hey, you know what? If you got a video conference today, you know, I know I've got a couple different conference calls. However, they're not video. Well, actually, no. One of them is a video conference. Okay.
Well, are you going to dress for that? Are you rocking what you're going with right now? I'm probably just
going to wear what I got on.
All right.
You know, the old t-shirt and joggers.
There are some different rules in radio. I mean, we're not typically required to dress up real nice.
Right. So
it's a casual workplace.
Anyways, if you are on that video call this afternoon, you see someone has got it turned off.
Assume they're naked.
Assume. Just go ahead and assume. Call them out even. Say, Brett,
hey,
do you have pants on?
Put pants on, Brett.
Hey, Brett. Hey, coming up next is Family Secrets, and Chuck is, he's adapting to self-quarantine well. Every week at this time, we offer up our show to kind of let secrets out that, you know, you maybe have inside. Some of them are silly. Some of them are serious. Chuck, you know, we're hoping quarantine is treating you well. Got a secret? Go ahead. Floor is yours.
I'm not sure why, but I do this thing because I'm really into conservation. So if I have to pee real bad and I'm home alone, I just pee into like a bottle or something, you know, just like some kind of jar.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay, Chuck.
Wait.
Hang on.
He's at home and he's choosing not to just walk to the bathroom?
And then I'll go dump it outside later when I get a chance. I'm sure it's gross to some people, but I just don't want to waste the water from flushing the toilet.
Yeah. Okay. Chuck, do you live with anybody?
You know, obviously I can't pee in a bowl or something because my roommates wouldn't like that. Okay. So I'm just trying to help the planet.
Yeah.
Chuck. He's trying to help the planet.
Listen.
By peeing in bottles.
Listen. Let Chuck live his life.
Tossing it out in nature.
Let Chuck live his life.
I don't know if pee is as good life. Of a fertilizer as maybe.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Did he say pee in a bowl?
He did. That's what Chuck's doing.
Chuck. Is treating quarantine. I mean, you know, when you're at home alone or maybe with your roommates or whatever, and you're just not wanting to get up and go to the bathroom every time.
But Chuck says he's into conservation. I don't think we're going to run out of water to flush your toilet, Chuck. I think we're okay with that, Chuck. Appreciate you wanting to save the planet in your own unique way and all, but that's a little excessive.
I appreciate you, Chuck. Your life.
Can he just label the pee bowl so that they never use that for making food?
Jeez. All right, there you go. That's your family secret.
I'm not making pancakes on that.
Nope. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
If you're listening to this for the first time, you're like, who are these idiots on the radio just laughing to themselves?
Now it's the only ones you got.
It's because, yes, we're the only ones you got. And we are purging our body of all laughs because this next segment is so unfunny, neither of us will laugh.
You know what? That's shade. I got some pretty good ones. I think I'll take myself down.
Oh, no. See, that's... All right. You laugh, you lose.
I feel like I'm going to be my worst enemy.
You laugh, you lose.
That's great.
Where we sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. First one who cracks, loses. All right. That is coming up next. That sound is the sound of Kelly and I slinging dad jokes back and forth to one another in You Laugh, You Lose. The score, 7-5. Uh-huh. I hold the coveted trophy in my hand.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. Don't get used to it.
All right, Kelly K, you ready?
I got some good stuff.
All right. Losers go first, slinging dad jokes back and forth to one another. You laugh, you lose. The first one who laughs, loses. Ready, go.
Son asks his dad, why is my sister's name Paris? Dad says... Mm-hmm. Because we conceived her in Paris. Son, thanks, Dad. Dad, no problem, quarantine.
Ah, okay.
Starting off.
Quarantine jokes.
Yeah.
Very solid.
Yeah.
Very solid. Hey, Kelly, want to know what really gets me down?
What really gets you down?
Stairs.
Literally.
I go for literal jokes, Kelly.
Logistically speaking.
Yes.
Okay.
You laugh, you lose.
You know, it's going to be a baby boom in 9 months.
Yeah.
And in 2033, we'll witness the rise of the quarantines.
Ah, more quarantine humor.
Right?
All right.
Topical.
Right.
Topical.
You know, my friend David lost his ID.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So now he's just Dav.
Again, literal. Literal joke there.
I'm going with literal humor. You're going with quarantine humor.
Okay, all right.
That's how we do.
I got
you
more.
You laugh, you lose.
I got more.
All right.
Why does no one in Antarctica have coronavirus?
Why?
Because they are isolated.
I have to actually cross that one off my list. I think I had that one there. Yeah. All right. There we go. All right. Good job. Good job. Well done. Well done. You laugh, you lose. What do you call a snake that's exactly 3.14 meters long?
What do you call a snake that's exactly 3.1 meters long?
3.14 meters long.
Oh, what do you call it?
A python.
Yeah. That's good.
Sorry, the math humor didn't...
No, I got it.
You didn't get
it. I did get it.
Yeah.
I couldn't repeat it, but I got it.
Got it. You laugh, you lose.
You know the amount of bad coronavirus jokes starting to reach worrying numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Some scientists claim it might be a pandemic.
A pandemic. Okay. Have you seen the new show Under the Big Top?
I haven't seen the new show, Under the Big Top.
It's intense.
That is so your favorite one, isn't it?
That's
your favorite one, isn't it? You like that.
I do. I do. I do.
You know, my wife told me to take the spider out instead of killing him.
Mm-hmm.
Went out, had a few drinks. Nice guy. He's a web designer.
Oh. All right. Good.
Yeah. I figured you'd like that one.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, how can you tell the sex of an ant in water?
How can you tell the sex of an ant in water?
If it sinks, girl ant. If it floats, it's boy ant.
Wow. That's solid.
Thank you.
Solid.
You laugh, you lose.
What happens when you cross a wolf with a sheep?
What happens when you cross a wolf with a sheep?
You gotta get a new sheep.
Oh, because the wolf eats the sheep.
Right?
I get it. Yeah.
Literal.
Ah, literal. Okay. Hey, what do you call a guy with a rubber toe?
What do you call a guy with a rubber toe?
Rubber toe.
Probably. Yeah.
Was that just like loud breathing exhale?
It was loud breathing. Okay. It was exhaling.
All right. You weren't laughing at that, were you?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay. Definitely not.
I got arrested for downloading the entirety of Wikipedia.
Yeah?
I told the police, wait, I can explain everything.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Did you just get it?
I did.
Are you just there now? At the finish line? You got there?
Okay.
Oh, go easy. You're already shaky.
You laugh, you lose.
You're already shaky.
During my...
Oh, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. You're going to take yourself out. It's going to be fun to watch. You're going to take yourself out.
During my prostate exam... I'll give you the trophy. I have to finish the joke. I have to finish the joke. Anyway. Plus America. All right. Hang on. Wait, why was it I was actually envisioning like my prostate? Okay. All right. Hang on. All right. Here we go. During my prostate exam.
Yeah.
I asked my doctor.
What'd you ask?
Where should I put my pants?
Where do you put the pants?
Doc said, over there by mine.
Oh my God!
All right.
You need a new doctor.
I do.
Oh, you need a new doctor.
There you are.
Oh, give it to me.
Transferring the trophy over to you.
Oh my God. I can't even claim that I earned it at all. Like, that is not me.
I lost it. I lost it on the setup of the stupid joke. All right, so congratulations. You laugh, right. You lose.
Anyway, I get it. I take the W.
Kelly K.
You know, this whole quarantine social distancing lifestyle we're having to live in right now, ruining a lot of birthday parties, right?
Right.
My daughters. Yes. I mean, because our daughters have birthdays a day apart. And then in Florida, a woman decided, you know, let's get creative for my son's 13th birthday party. So she knew couldn't have a party. So instead, she arranged for a birthday parade.
How?
She asked all of his friends to drive by the house. She had more than 20 vehicles drive by. They held signs all to help him celebrate. Such a cute idea. And obviously something like that's going to go viral. And it's a great idea to, you know, kind of do around here. If you got, you know, need a plan B for a birthday party celebration, a way to make your kids still feel special, even when you can't be surrounded by all your friends and family. That's a great idea.
I think yesterday Sarah was talking about people going on bear hunts.
Yes.
And people would put stuffed bears
in their window
or in their door.
They're doing that with rainbows and their kids' artwork.
Yeah.
And just giving them something to look at as they take a walk around the neighborhood.
All right.
Yeah. So another cool idea. Cool way to celebrate, make your kid feel special on their birthday in these quarantine times.
There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJX. Weekly, we dive into statuses, into your news feed. We check the Facebook comments. And sometimes they entertain everyone. And so Kelly and I, we just put on our acting hats and we act out the comments that you find in this thread.
So Ben plays Judy. Judy is the mom in this scenario. She starts the whole thing off. I play Ashley, the daughter. And then there's Doug, the son, who apparently lives in the basement.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's where it is.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Guys, just FYI, I'm officially unavailable at 5 p.m. every day to watch my new favorite talk show. Hashtag The Andy Show.
Mom, are you talking about the governor's speech about the Rona virus every day?
The Rona.
It's just so good. He's all handsome and calm. Then he gets mad. And he calls people out like the people throwing quarantine parties. And I really like that nice lady who is translating for our Spanish-speaking friends.
Mom, she's signing for people who can't hear it.
Oh, that's even sweeter. But we really shouldn't forget about our Spanish-speaking friends. They need to know what's going on, too. You know what he needs? He needs a band like that Jimmy guy late that night.
A band.
Oh my God.
You know what's really awesome about all this social distancing quarantine stuff? Now I can't get a job and move out of the basement. Everything's closed. Mom, what's for dinner again? Because I'm starving.
Meatloaf. Legit. My friend Chastity literally just found out that the Rona isn't caused by people drinking too much Corona beer. Like, she legit thought they had beer diarrhea, and that's why people were buying all the toilet paper. And she couldn't believe stores were still selling Corona beer.
Oh my God.
Hashtag beer virus. Hashtag LOL. Hashtag I need smarter friends. By the way, Doug, it's spelled quarantine, not quarantine. Hashtag I need a smarter brother.
She's the hot one, right? Give her my number. I don't need them to be super smart. Hashtag living in the basement. Hashtag I'll spell it quarantine if I won't.
Ew, Doug. Why is it okay you're such a leech? I have my own business. Mom, seriously?
Selling makeup on Instagram is not owning a business.
It's called being a social media influencer.
You have 167 followers.
Oh my God.
Did you guys see the meme about Andy banning milkshakes because it's not safe to bring all the boys to the yard? I don't even get it, but it's just so funny.
It's really good.
Oh my gosh. I legit just realized that we should text our convos from now on.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So that just went every which direction.
Oh, wow.
From Governor Beshear's news conferences at 5
Hashtag to talk show.
To social influencing.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's a lot of stuff. And no, the Rona isn't caused by Corona beer.
No, not at all.
All right.
That was
Facebook Fight Theater. 99.7
DJX. Who knew Britney Spears was so fast?
Who knew?
Did you all see this? And maybe you like saw it on Twitter or it kind of trending and you were curious as to why Britney was trending. I mean, today is the 20th anniversary of Oops, I Did It Again coming out.
So that's mind-blowing.
Kind of a magical. We celebrated that earlier in the show with the full spread of the song there. But,
in all of its glory.
She puzzled everybody on Instagram the other day when she made a claim that she ran the 100-meter dash in under 6 seconds.
Which, by comparison, the current world record holder was Usain Bolt at, what,
58
seconds.
So she bested the world record holder, Olympian Usain Bolt, by like 4 seconds.
Shattered it. Just shattered it. Is she confused?
She's sitting there at the finish line waiting for him to finish going,
"It's Britney, bitch."
I think she was confused, but then she later goes back and says, I was just making a joke.
Okay. Like, then, maybe she thought, I ran 5 steps. Maybe that was it.
Deleted the post.
Okay.
So,
bless her heart.
What's funny is the range of emotions that pulled from social media.
Oh, yeah.
You had the people that were like, Britney's totally confused. Britney has no idea what she's talking about. Then you had the people that were like, I believe her.
Yeah, Britney. Like, yeah, she could do it.
Like, of course she did.
She's super fast.
She totally did.
And then, my God, she's way better than that other runner guy.
And then all the memes of, like, Britney beating Usain Bolt.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Like
these races.
I'm here for all of it.
So great. So,
but she ended up taking it down.
Yeah, she did. She did. Aww. She just.
I'm upset. I wanted to see the full post in all of his glory again.
She is being dubbed the Queen of World Records.
Give her the certificate. Are they going to send her one?
I mean, they should.
I feel like they should.
They really should.
Yes.
So
fastest woman in the world. I know, Britney Spears.
Who is coming off breaking her foot.
Right. I mean, makes it even more amazing, does it not?
Right.
Even more of an accomplishment. It's so great.
100-meter dash. I mean, I'm impressed.
I am too.
I'm impressed.
I didn't know she had that kind of athletic ability. We knew she could dance.
No.
It's Britney, bitch.
For sure. All right, so coming up, we are going to dive into the social media feed of
the Cowboy Museum.
And you're like, why?
Because it's magical.
Well, because a guy named Tim is now running it.
And Tim is amazing at social media. When I say amazing, I shake my head no.
That's all in the way. So with a lot of businesses having to adjust due to social distancing, quarantining, working remotely, some people maybe have jobs that they are having to do that they don't normally do. This is the case for the Cowboy Museum. The National Cowboy Museum Twitter account, more directly.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim. Tim has been asked to take on social media while the museum is closed to the public.
Tim, and he's typically the head of security.
Is the security guy.
So he is not, typically on the social media, nor does he really know how to use it all that well.
Yeah, so Tim's tweets. Tim. Mm-hmm. My name's Tim. I've been asked to take on social media while the museum is closed. And then he posts a photo of, say, a hat and eye patch.
Uh-huh.
He says, this is the hat and eye patch of the Duke War in the movie True Grit. They are a part of our exhibition about the true grit. Lots of interesting props and clothes. I'm told I can't try it on. Then he spells out, hashtag John Wayne. Lucas, my grandson, told me to use hashtags. Thanks, Tim.
Oh, my God. He just writes the word hashtag.
He signs everything with, thanks, Tim.
Tim, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to sign everything.
Right,
just
exactly.
So I know it's him.
So then he's like, Twitter tips, please.
He tweets that.
And again, this is from the National Cowboy Museum's official
Twitter.
Yes, yes. And then he follows that up. Sorry, thought I was Googling that.
Thanks, Tim.
He goes on, thanks for all the tips, friends. Realize I've been doing the hashtags wrong. I need to use that pound sign from the phone.
Yes.
I'm learning. Here's his costume from True Grit from 1969, courtesy of John Wayne Enterprises. Hashtag John.
So he says, hashtag.
Yeah,
he puts the hashtag, but then he still writes the hashtag.
Thanks, Tim. Oh, my God.
I love it.
So, again, head of security, Tim, is in charge of running the National Cowboy Museum's official Twitter feed.
Now, I think some of his coworkers are trying to help out now.
Yeah. Seth in marketing said people would love to have me take some photos of our selfie stations in the Cowboy. Here's one from the Rodeo Gallery. Enjoy.
And he just takes a picture of where you're supposed to put your feet.
Yeah. Thank you. And then he goes on and posts another photos. I mean, he's showing the inside of the Cowboy Museum.
He's taking you on a virtual tour.
Right. Tim on the official National Cowboy Museum Twitter feed. Someone suggested I post a TikTok. It's from our Warhol and the West exhibition, Roy Rogers Alarm Clock, circa 1951, from the Andy Warhol Museum, Pittsburgh. Founding collection contribution, the Andy Warhol Foundation for Visual Arts.
He thought he made a clock.
Hashtag the cowboy thanks Tim. Yeah, so he posts an actual clock. TikTok.
He thinks that's what TikTok is. Oh my God. I can't.
I
cannot.
Listen.
The last one's my favorite.
I want to meet Tim.
I do too.
I want to meet this head of security there at the Cowboy Museum. So again, the National Cowboy Museum official Twitter handle from Tim, the head of their security department.
Who's just kind of stepping in. Yep. He's helping out.
Here's a sculpture by Frederick Remington called The Bronco Buster, cast in 1918. What do you guys think of it? Seth in marketing told me that asking questions on the social media is good for engagement. Let's get engaged, LOL. Thanks, Tim. I'm very happily married, though, to Tina.
Hey, ladies, easy. What? Just when you thought you could start getting in line.
I love when...
Oh, gosh.
When people who aren't used to social media... Try the social media.
That's so great.
Aw, Tim.
The hashtag.
It's like you're doing a great job, Tim.
Oh, he's doing a great job. Yeah. He's the MVP. Give him Employee of the Month.
Yeah, 12 out of 10 stars.
He deserves it.
Good job,
Tim. Runner up for Seth.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 EJX. You're not on Tiger King bandwagon yet, are you?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. I'm still trying to wrap up 2013, and then I got Ozark starting today. I have plans.
All I'm hearing is excuses.
Yes,
that's
I know.
All I'm hearing.
I got it. I got it.
So... You do know, because I've introduced you to Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic is kind of the main character of the Tiger King. He is described as a, quote, mullet gun-toting polygamist and country western singer who presides over an Oklahoma roadside zoo.
So interesting.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So this show is number one on Netflix. It's wild. I have made it through episode 4 now.
Okay.
Of this one season... And it's just...
Does it keep you looped in? I mean, are you still grabbed, or is the novelty wearing off?
No, it's getting a lot of... There are a lot of lawyers involved in that episode. And so the excitement wasn't necessarily there. But I'll tell you, there is some backstabbing.
Yeah.
There is just... It's insane. So here's the thing. Celebrities are also... noticing this too.
Sure.
Dax Shepard.
Uh-huh.
He tweeted, if I don't get cast as Joe Exotic in the eventual biopic, Hollywood is broken.
Oh yeah. You gotta make him a biopic out of this. He's got a star. I feel like that's a really good casting suggestion.
But to be real. But I will say that I've also seen memes where they've already cast the entire biopic of Tiger King, and they have Steve Carell as a Joe Exotic.
No, really? No, you know what they need? They need David Spade as Joe Dirt. Do they not?
Oh, that could work too.
I mean, I feel like...
I mean, and this is coming from someone who hasn't even watched the show.
No, yeah, probably.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I know what he looks like, so I feel like I can cast. And I feel like...
But
Joe Dirt.
But yeah, if you've seen a lot of people posting about Tiger King, it's because of this Netflix show that has literally gone viral, and it couldn't have come at a better time. Like... It couldn't have come at a better time when everybody is stuck at home, self-quarantining, working from home. Than
some
this
entertainment.
Wildly bizarre, weird show.
Makes you feel better about your own life, right?
About people who own big cats, like tigers and lions.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. And then big the people who try to shut them down.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag Carol Baskins.
Oh, Carol. Oh my Carol's God. Got her own backstory from what you tell me.
Yeah.
That's super fun too.
Anyways, all right.
It's a lot. I will eventually dive in, but I have an agenda first.
Will you dip your toe in this weekend?
You've got
3 days counting today.
Listen, I do have other people in the house I have to pay attention to. I can't just lock myself
away. Kelly, is this a face of someone who cares?
I go back to
99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Starting Monday, we're doing Spirit Week all week since, you know, everybody's kind of working from home, working remotely. You can't really do it out and show other people. But hey, thanks to the wonders of social media, you can share it out, tag us in it, and we'll make sure that we put you on display.
How fun is that?
So starting Monday, it's Team USA.
Stay connected. Yeah. USA.
That's right.
USA.
Thank you, Kelly.
Okay.
Monday's Team USA. Tuesday, college sports. Wednesday, your favorite band. Thursday, throwback Thursday. And then Friday, beach day. So Monday, want to see your Team USA spirit, and we'll make sure that we repost or retweet or display you in some way.
Well, yeah, we'll always post
hashtag DJX Spirit Week.
On the socials, you can just like put your picture in the comments.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All that. So yeah, some fun stuff lined up next week. And as we continue on in this world that we now know.
We got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you?
Oh, look at that. A song.
Okay. Had to.
All right.
We got married. Yes, we do. We got married. How about you?
It's Harry Styles. You can follow us on the socials at 997DJX or at Kelly K Radio or at Ben Davis Radio or at Ben and Kelly Show. Kind of stay connected with what we're doing when we're not here. I know yesterday, it was kind of funny. Yesterday, I put up on my story, my Instagram story, that we were setting up our remote broadcast capabilities.
Just in case.
Yeah, we were having to test that because, yeah, like you said, just in case, you know.
Right now, we're still able to come to the studio. We're the only ones allowed in the building. But if that changes, we're going to have to try to pull off the show from our separate houses, and we need broadcasting equipment to do that.
Yeah, so anyways, I post a photo of me kind of testing the equipment, right?
Okay.
And I'm... In the background is one of the plants that I have in my office, right?
Okay.
It's a fake plant. It's a fake tree.
Sure.
And I say, it looks like I'm getting ready to start a podcast about houseplants.
Okay.
So many people messaged and said, I'd listen.
Are you kidding?
I'd listen, to be honest.
No.
If you start one, can you interview me?
Oh, my God.
So does that mean
they want to hear a podcast about houseplants?
Does that mean I need to do a one-off, just a one?
Where are you going to start? Are you starting with the ficus?
I have no idea even where to take a podcast like that.
I don't either. I don't know exactly how you hold a conversation about houseplants. Is there a lot of, like, is there an intense technique?
I mean,
with taking care of houseplants?
I don't know. I mean,
placement of a houseplant?
We have at my house a lot of succulents that don't require a lot of water.
Okay. So we got ficus, we got succulent. How many other kinds of houseplants? Ferns?
I don't know.
Do you have ferns inside or are those on the porch?
My mom had those. Okay. Like, I feel like ferns were like an...
That's a porch thing, right?
Like, your parents sort of had ferns. How many houseplants do you have?
I don't have any.
I have zero houseplants.
I can't keep anything like that alive.
You don't have any flowers or succulents or anything like that inside?
Zero. Oh zero. Not one. First of all, the dogs will find a way to eat it, and that's not good.
Oh my God.
So, for safety.
Well, I'm not going to say that our cats don't eat the leaves off of our plants.
And that's not good, right?
I don't know. They haven't died yet.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
So, if I...
Are you going to do a podcast about houseplants now?
I mean, do you and I start it?
I think we just did. I think this is happening right now.
Do we just start the podcast on houseplants?
Lift this, put it on your story.
So
call it a day.
Talk to me about why you don't have houseplants.
Because
Kelly.
I would kill them. Next question.
You know,
I'm not good at this podcasting thing.
You know, water is a vital part of a plant's life.
Remembering,
as long as you give them water and sunshine.
Yeah, remembering to water them, that's the problem.
Mm. Kelly, how many children do you have?
I have 2 children, okay. Plus 2 fur babies, so 4.
Okay, so you have...
Plus a husband, 5.
Okay, so you have 5.
Yeah.
5 people in your house.
Uh-huh.
Could one of those job duties to make sure that the plant lives fall on their shoulders?
Nope, that is not going to happen. My son can't remember to brush his teeth or put deodorant on every day. He's going to be 30. I'm still going to be calling him, telling him to do that.
Okay, so that's been our first podcast episode of Houseplant Talk.
I mean, you can't pay for that kind of entertainment.
With Ben Davis.
You really can't. Congratulations on your new podcast you just launched now.
Tune in next week as I dive into ficuses and succulents.
No, but seriously. An entire podcast on succulents and the funny name.
No, but seriously, have fun this weekend. Make sure you stay socially distant. Make sure you quarantine. Make sure you stay safe. and be a responsible human being.
Yeah, so we can flatten the curve and get back to normal soon.
There you go. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you Monday.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.